The Syracuse Rescue Mission dealt with another surge of drug overdoses from synthetic marijuana back in late May. It wasn't the first time more than a dozen individuals overdosed on or near the mission's campus in one day, and it most likely won't be the last. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it's an added stress to an agency that's trying to help homeless individuals get back on their feet.
Rescue Mission CEO Alan Thornton says these overdose surges generally happen when a bad batch of synthetic marijuana, also known as spice, turns up in the neighborhood.
Typically what happens is you'll have someone that may not be staying with us but is going to get something from a dealer that's nearby our location. And then what happens is they use it, and then they'll come into our campus, and then our staff is having to provide care for them.
Thornton says these kinds of scenarios stress out some mission clients who struggle with addiction. It's also tough on staff.
To be honest, you're a social work student, you're going into social work. You probably weren't thinking as a case manager that you were going to have to be helping someone laying on the floor overdosing by administering Narcan. So it creates an extra stress, you know, to the individuals, the case managers, our team, that they're dealing with on a day-in, day-out basis.
Thornton believes the answer to the ongoing synthetic drug and opioid epidemic that has hold of central New York comes down to stopping the drugs from coming in by putting teeth in the laws that arrest dealers. He also believes there needs to be an expansion of treatment options for individuals grappling with addiction. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.